The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, like all Mondays, Chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party, Drew McKissick. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Man, I'm doing well this morning. How about yourself?
I am doing wonderful. I want to play something for you that Representative Liz Cheney said yesterday, and this was on CBS. just listen for a second.
We have too many people now in the Republican Party who are not taking their responsibility seriously and who have pledged their allegiance and loyalty to Donald Trump. I mean, it is fundamentally antithetical. It is contrary to everything conservatives believe to embrace a personality cult. And yet, that is what so many in my party are doing today.
Is the Republican Party a personality cult?
I think that large segments of it have certainly become that.
A cult?
Yeah. I mean, I think there is absolutely a cult of personality around Donald Trump. And I think that, you know, the majority of Republicans across the country don't want to see our system unravel. They understand how important it is to protect and defend the Constitution.
So the GOP is a personality cult around Donald Trump. So does that mean that you are a cult leader?
Yeah, that's a job description I never thought I would have when I was a kid. You know, I want to aspire to be a cult leader when I grow up. Suffice it to say, her comments are, I would say, just incredibly insulting. Insulting to folks within our party from the grassroots level on up who take issues seriously, who take the country and the country's founding and the country's greatness seriously. And see so much of, you know, what we've had in the past here be lost and want to hang on to the things that we still do have. You had, as you and I talked about before, a man in the person of Donald Trump who, you know, back in 15 came on the scene and began talking about things that much of the Republican establishment, when I use that term, I'm speaking here about the Beltway crowd, you know, yes, the congressional establishment, if you will. Which could, you know, readily be identified by Liz Cheney, if anybody else. Issues that crowd had essentially let go by the wayside over the course of the, you know, preceding 20 years, you know, whether it's, you know, how serious they still took the issue of illegal immigration, whether it was things like trade, you know, which began to go off the rails and in the wrong direction, according to a lot of that crowd, you know, in the late 80s, early 90s. On and on. And so he spoke about issues that motivated the base of the party in a way that nobody else in the Beltway crowd had talked about him for a long time. And that's why he was able to best, you know, 16 other candidates and win the nomination. Yeah. And to suggest then that, you know, those people are really just following, you know, a cult leader. They're just following a personality. Is to suggest that they really don't care about those issues. And quite frankly, that's complete and total garbage.
Yeah. We saw results of a new ABC News Ipsos poll that was released yesterday. More than 8 in 10 Americans, just over 83%, now say that the economy is either an extremely or very important issue in determining how they're going to vote. I can remember back, Carol Campbell always said that when you started talking your pocketbook issues, if you weren't on the right side of that issue, you were in trouble. I think the Democrats are in trouble.
There's no doubt about it. You know, remember way back in the 92 presidential election, whenever James Carville was running Bill Clinton's campaign for president, and he had the sign up on the wall in their office at the campaign headquarters saying, "It's the economy, stupid." You know, yep. That was the answer to every question. That was the thing that they were going to ruthlessly focus on. And George H.W. Bush at that time had made the mistake of, essentially, you know, doing something that the base of the party thought was traitorous, was going back on his word not to raise taxes. Yep. So he left himself open to that argument, and they won because of it. And now they're in a situation where, you know, everything about the economy is upside down, moving in the wrong direction. And everything that this president has done since he came in the door has done nothing but make those things worse. You know, whether it's from the standpoint of energy, supply chain, et cetera, you name it, not to mention foreign policy stuff and so forth. So they're in, as George H.W. Bush said way back in the day, they're in deep doo-doo.
Yes, yes. Well, and of course, the primaries are coming up just next week on the 14th. Early voting has started. Any indication of what kind of turnout there has been in early voting so far?
We've only seen numbers from, I think, 4 days so far. I think it was at about 28,000, something like that. Mm-hmm. And since we have a new process in place now, it's kind of, we don't really have historical markers to gauge, okay, what suggests that this is high or low in that sense, because it is a new process. But looking at what's happened in other states, I would say that we expect to see turnout be high, and we would expect Republican turnout to dwarf Democrat turnout. I mean, it's been that way in every single state around the country so far, and that's indicative, I think, of where we're heading this November.
Yeah, well, and then this same poll that I cited, the ABC News Ipsos poll, one of the things that is encouraging for me is among Americans who say that they're very enthusiastic to vote in November, and citing the economy and inflation as the most important issues, those are Republican voters. They're the ones who say that they're going to show up at the polls.
They are, and, you know, as we've said so many times before, you know, I'll take an enthusiastic and an excited voter over just a voter any day of the week, because enthusiastic people work. Yep. They donate. They get their friends to turn out and work and donate and vote. And that's the key. And, you know, we've got them beat in the excitement meter going and coming.
Yep. Yep. Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party. You know, as we head into the primaries and start looking to November, what opportunities are out there for people to really get involved, and what should they be doing?
Well, it depends on what you're interested in to begin with. You know, so I mean, politics is like a buffet table. There's a lot that people can do. You want to help candidates individually. You want to knock doors. You want to make phone calls. There's plenty that you can do in that vein, stuffing envelopes, putting out yard signs, et cetera. Or would you like to help be a poll watcher? Would you like to volunteer to be a poll worker, you know, to work the other side of the table and check voters in? In other words, be a volunteer for the county election commission on that score. We can help set you up in any of those opportunities. So you can go to scgop.com/volunteer and check the box for what you're interested in. We want to get you plugged in.
Yep. Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party. Always good to talk with you, and we'll talk again next week.
Yes, sir. Have a great one. Thank you.
You too. Have a good week.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.